We were outplayed and outcoached. Right? So give them the credit. They won the game. It's one game. And good or bad, we're moving on. So I'll answer the questions, and then we'll start doing so. About defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not playing very well right now. We're capable of more. We've got to teach it better. We've got to learn it better, and we've got to do it better. And it's nowhere near what it needs to be. 13-10, halftime. Not really playing that well, but right in it, and then come out, let them go right down the field, start second half. That's a major can't do, you know. So, look, you know what I know about this league and this profession is you correct what needs to be corrected and you move on. And like I said, we'll take our lumps. They beat us today. They earned that victory today, and they earned that one game. That's what it is, one game. So we'll move on.
Coach, you've been outgained in every game so far.
Yeah.
And I think in a way that points to your defense. So it's a continuing pattern. Are you concerned that this will continue?
It can't continue. Not for us to be the kind of team we have designs on being. So we're sitting here at 4-2 right now, okay? Coming off a day that didn't go the way that it needed to go for us to go home with a big smile on our face. So we'll get ready for the next opportunity. Well, again, thought we got out-coached and out-played. Okay, so take a pick.
You guys had such a strong start on opening drive. Did you see anything that happened that you guys weren't able to execute?
Didn't execute as well. Thought we executed really well to start.
Was there any phase in the game you were pleased with, any silver linings at all?
The biggest silver linings is one day. We didn't get anybody hurt.
Will Mack had the one sack, but he's an all-pro player. Is it too simple to say he's just got to play better for his defense to be better?
No, I wouldn't put it on any one player, any one person at all. And Khalil is playing very well for us. We need to play better around him.
Why do you think the air raid struggled so much?
Can't really answer that. To me, the running game is about getting opportunities. When you're moving the chains, creating first downs, more opportunities to run the ball, that's typically where you start with the run game. That's the same way defending it. So, without speaking specifically to any one thing, I would say, I would venture to say there's a pretty good likelihood that we weren't converting third downs. It was probably a bad decision based on the circumstances, you know, of the rain and the sloppiness there to try and get that much out of his arm. I think, you know, probably overestimated his ability to just flip it down there, with it being wet and kind of sloppy there early in the game. I think we threw it best when it was the wettest. So I the wettest, you know, early portion of the game was when it was really the sloppiest. And I thought we went out and started the game, you know, perfectly fine.
What did they do to take Mario out of the game in the second half?
They may have changed up a thing or two. Like I said, you know, started it by saying out-coached, out-played. That was one game for them, and we'll get ready for the next one.
You inserted Malcolm Smith into the game at some point. Did that just seem like the right time? Was that a reaction to something?
Sorry, one more time?
Inserting Malcolm Smith into the defense, was that a reaction to something that was going on with you?
No.
Did that just seem like the right time?
No. I think the design was the, play good defense today. and he's a part of that, and we just didn't get that done. No, we didn't adjust to the formation they presented. So that goes in the mental error category. And we had a few of those, but those are the kinds of things that are basically that goes in that category where, you know, they design something, we don't adjust properly, and we, you know, we have a matchup that's not going to be good for us. Well, I think for me, where I like to take things is where it starts for me individually. I asked our guys to all look at themselves individually. You guys can try and have the answers, but I know the way it really works is that we all, dig down and give everything we have of ourselves to the good of the team. And so for me, I'm going to focus on making sure I'm teaching better with the staff, instructing better, and making sure that the staff and then in turn is teaching and coaching and getting the most out of our guys and developing our guys. So that's what we're all about. You know, we're in it together. We've got a good group of men that are very determined. I'd like to start playing really well. You know, next time out would be a great time to start. We were ready for that one. Maybe not that much beef out there, but we were ready for the play. Same play they ran last year. So we practiced it all week. Not like it was a surprise. They needed a yard, and they got a yard there.
Coach, when you say out-coach, do you mean game plan or as the game went on or both?
I'm saying I can do a better job, and that's what I'm focusing on. Every game's important all year long. You never know which one's more important than the other. So, like I said, it's one game.
Coach, you talk about your old players, but what is it about Alex Smith that made him such a threat? I mean, today he was, you know, mixing it up so well. What do you see? You're obviously very familiar with him. What does he do that really makes it difficult to stop?
Talked about Alex leading up to the game. Good football player, a little underrated. If he's got to rely on throwing the ball, it's really not his strong suit. But if you allow them to run the ball and do some of their gimmicky things, then he comes to life. That's what they're able to do today.
Have you called the defensive signals this game?
Sorry?
Have you called the defensive signals this game?
No. Kenny's got the headset.